Blog Talk
All
Radio.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, on Patreon, if you would like to call, the number would be in that description box. You see kind of my thing when I was saying there. Now, if you would like to call the show, there's a Patreon member feature. Patreon for a minimum of $2, or you want to do $5, which would be great. It helps us continue the show and help us to produce content. We have a lot of ideas down the pipe to make the show definitely a lot better, but it takes funds to do so. It definitely takes funds. They don't give anything away for free. They don't give away cameras. They don't give away plane tickets. They don't give away hotel rooms. They don't give away food. They don't give away money to pay videographers. They don't give away any of that. So it takes funds to do that. So the more we receive, the more that we can produce, like video like the Quantity X video. But like I said, we got to take this show not only on the road, but we have to take it out the country and get the real story. So it takes funds to do that. So the more we have, the more we can do. So let's go. And also, we got like, 500 people here. Please hit the like button. Thank you for doing that. Let's go to the, the Blog Talk Radio studio. All right, let's see. We got one person here. Erico 773, you on the show.
Hey, this is Alexander from Chicago. And, like, Brother Phil, I just wanted to thank you. Yes, this is Alex from Chicago. Brother Phil, can you hear me? Brother Phil?
773, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here, Brother Phil. This is Alexander from Chicago.
Okay, hold on a second.
I'm here.
All right, you there? Yeah, I can hear you now. All right.
Yeah,
I'm
here, Brother Phil.
Right?
This is Alexander from Chicago. I just wanted to thank you for being such a huge inspiration and just exposing the foolery and the wretchedness in our community, because it needs to get exposed. And you're one of the few people to talk about it. And I just want to thank you, brother, for not only exposing systematic white supremacy, but exposing the dangers that goes in our community, because this is just such a vicious cycle that needs to be exposed. And Brother Phil, I just want to thank you so much for being such an inspiration and such a vocal champion for change in our community, brother. I thank you and I support you 100%, brother. I just want to thank you, and you have my love and respect. Thank you, brother, and God bless you, brother.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling the show, and God bless. Thank you for supporting us on our Patreon page, sir. All right, let's move on to the next person. Area code 843, you're on the show.
Hey, Phil, I just want to say, man, appreciate everything you do. I've been watching your shows for a while. You know, I actually stopped watching mainstream media just because of how you report on it, how fake it is. You know, I watched this video, man. It's very sickening to me. You know, the white man, they take pride of this. They love when we tear our own community down. Like I said, it's just ridiculous, man. I just recently started supporting you. You know, I became a Patreon member last week, man. I'm here to support you.
Oh, I appreciate it definitely for you supporting the show. And yes, the mainstream media is real. You know, obviously, it's twisted. It's fake as hell. And you know they're losing every day. People not watching them anymore, and they watch more programs like ours and many others. So I definitely appreciate you supporting this and joining us on Patreon.
Yeah, no problem. And like when I go back to my mom's house, she constantly watching the mainstream media, and I told her about it, you know, and this makes me sick to see her still watching it after I explained it to her.
Yeah, man, explain it to her, you know, try to show her the real stories that we present, and maybe she'll get curious.
Yes, sir, we'll do that.
All right, man. Thank you for calling.
Take care.
All right, some people are asking, how can they call the show? You must be a Patreon member to make calls on the show. That is a feature that's offered to Patreon members. If you would like to call the show, join us on Patreon, and then we could take your call because you have, you know, the number and everything. So Hold on, let me check the Patreon right now. So I know people commenting there. I think or Jackson Holt, if you wanted to talk to me, you go on Patreon, you can call the show. The number's there. All right, let's see who was here first. Erico 513, you on the show.
Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Is this Jackson?
Yes, sir. Hi. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jackson. How you been, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, I hope everybody down in Houston's okay after that catastrophic flood they had. Matter of fact, that actually happened, quite ironic, that happened about 2 weeks after I last talked to you. So hopefully everybody down there is recovering okay, and I've been thinking about people down in Texas. I know it's a pretty bad year, man. I tell you, it seems like the odd years are always so horrendous, but I actually feel I do know about this story about this little girl that got murdered by the boyfriend and the mother. And let me tell you something. If I was dwelling on things like that, as many problems I've got of my own, then when I see, hear stories like that, and I get so riled up, pissed off, I'd be in a mental institution. Me being 37 years of age, I have a sense of guilt that I've lived this long compared to little children like her that don't even live to see 10. And what really pisses me off, and I've excuse my language, I don't want to say any profanity, even me saying that is a keep it very clean. But what angers me is the government that these taxpayers, these citizens, including that father, pays for to provide services for him. They fail on his behalf. Thus, the government, those workers, they need their wages garnished. Not that as far as suing the city, it's the taxpayers are the ones forking out. No, it's the government workers that need to pay for the child's funeral. There needs to be grievance pay. I guess they call it grievance pay. You know, the father needs to have grieving time. He's not going to function in society when he has to go out and earn a paycheck and think about his deceased daughter. Phil, it's an unfortunate situation. I wish I was the one running the show, but sadly, you people like you and I aren't. But maybe sooner or later, there's going to be a change.
Yeah, I think
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil, but like I said, at the end, no, the government workers, just like they need their wages garnished, and if they can't pay it, they need to be incarcerated as well.
Oh, well, we all agree that the government don't care about the citizens. They just take money. They do everybody wrong. And if more people accept that instead of siding with those the politicians that try to be against everybody and realize if you're not part of the 1%, then you're not really going to get a good, you know, end of the stick. I mean, that's just bottom line. I mean, just factually speaking. And you don't protect the children of your nation, you ain't crap. That's just how I feel about that.
Yes, sir, I agree.
If a father's reporting constantly that my child's being abused, that child should have, once they've seen the abuse and seen the marks, that child should have came out immediately in place of the father until they do a thorough investigation, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to take these children away from those mothers. Because they want their child support money. That's what they want.
Do you think it has to do with the political lines as far as, you know, the Democrats or, you know, I'm not saying the Republicans are even better because they have their net messed up.
No, it has nothing to do with politics. It's about money. Not politics.
Yes, sir.
Money.
Yeah.
Guys in Texas dealing with the same thing, and that's considered a red state. Ohio, isn't that a blue state?
No, sir. Actually, it's a purple state. They either go either way, blue or red.
Oh, either way. Well, okay. Well, that was Ohio, right? But it don't matter where it's at. It could be California. That's definitely blue state. It happens to dads out there. So it don't matter about politics. The fact is, all of them want their pockets greased with money. And do you know what I found out? That when they put a child support case on someone, they get extra. They get a small fee put in their retirement. See, so it's all talking about the judges. So it's all a system to benefit the state and benefit a lot of people that's in that system. Court fees, paying all these fees to the courts. I mean, it's a money racket. The whole court system, whether it's family law, criminal, it's all a racket. Civil, you're always paying court costs. And for what? What am I paying for? You're talking about court costs. I mean, you're supposed to be something that to serve the people. So why am I paying court costs?
It's money. What they're trying to do is get as much money as they can out of people. It's ridiculous. It's like they can't get enough of it. Oh, don't get me started about the government field. I'm telling you, it's, you know, I'm not trying. I mean, I know this is talk, but you know, when it comes to, you know, past commander in chiefs, us 95 years of age, there's no telling what our tax dollars are having to fork out just to keep the man alive. But you know, that's just my little.
Yeah, that's a different.
Oh my God, I mean, that makes me so mad. It's not fair, Bill, with these people living, you know, like Charles Manson, 80, he got to live 80 years. This little girl, not even 10. It's messed up, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it really is. But, Jackson, I thank you for calling the show, man. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir, Phil. You have a good night.
All right, thank you. Some people was asking about Jackson just now. Yes, he is a Patreon member. And yes, some of you was calling out, worrying about his race. I don't know why it matters. Yes, he's a white person. He's real cool, actually. I've talked to him many times. I have white people that's part of our Patreon page. And, you know, like I said, in the past, if you want me to go down that route, I can start discussing certain things. I don't want to take focus off the show. But let's see, go here to a thing. I have people of all races on my Patreon page. And trust me, the white people that are on my Patreon page, they ain't the racist ones. I'm talking about the ones that stay there. We had a few trolls come in. We see them. I mean, they want to pay the troll, that's fine. We just kick them right back out. But, no. Not, like I said, not everybody is a white supremacist. I've said that, and I believe that. And, yeah, y'all do what Sister Sai say. Go to the Sinetta TV Awards website. So let's go to the next caller here. Air code 225, you on the show.
What's going on, Phil?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, I got to talk about this story.
Please do.
I got. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm with you on the whole concept about this whole thing, and it just, I mean, if you don't mind, I gotta say this cuss word, but it just pissed me off with the whole thing. Like, she coming to court like she going to a job interview and stuff, but you let a thug kill your own child. That's just crazy to me. I mean, I really think that certain people shouldn't have children. I mean, that just.
But let me ask you a question. What did you think about the 911 call?
The 911 call.
Did you hear it?
Oh yeah, I heard it. It just the whole story.
To me, she's worse than the thug dude. At least he had some concern. She like, and whatever.
Right. And the video you had that played about the female, she was talking about I want a nigga that's, I mean, well, I didn't mean to say that, but I want this to be a roughneck and all that. She is so dumb. To me, I'm going to go ahead and say, these people is no better than the white supremacist here. They is no better than them.
I think they're worse at times. You know why?
They are no better.
Because they can go into our spaces, they can be everywhere we be at, and they look just like us, and they do us things. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
These females like that, see females like that, okay, have these kids, get on the child support hustle, And then when Trump come with the food boxes, it ain't gonna start complaining. That's why I don't care if Trump come out with the food boxes. I really don't.
Right.
Because some of them that free ride of them not want to work and benefit our community. But shoot, I can't lay around all day. I gotta work all the freaking time, and
right.
I gotta pay the IRS. And you want to lay around and have babies all day with these thugs,
right?
And then you're abusing your kids.
Right. It's like yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but then like this other guy was on YouTube was talking about the same thing, talking about some God is not blessing the people that don't want to do nothing, but the ones that work, he need to bless them more than the ones that don't want to do nothing at all. I'm like, that's crazy. It's just crazy
But check this out, though. That's a biblical principle. If you don't work, you don't eat.
Right.
It didn't say if you sit at home, the government is supposed to provide you a food stamps, a food box, or anything. My thing is, listen, food stamps and all those safety net programs should be for our elderly. I don't think the elderly should worry about food. I don't think the elderly should even worry about health care, right? It should be for people that are disabled. It should be for veterans. I believe it should be for that, okay? If it's not
right.
for disabled
That's...
veterans or elderly, then, and you healthy and able-bodied to work, you should go to work. So, I got these kids. Nobody told you to go spread your legs. You chose to do that. And I don't
right.
really want to hear that mess about, well, the man should do this. Man, F that. That's how I feel about that. It's woman's power, it's feminism, it's women's march. Well, then you in control of more than what you think. If a man have sex with a woman and he have sex with her and he make one stroke and she say, okay, stop, he stroke again, it's rape. Don't tell me about the power
right.
you don't have. That's power.
Right. Right. I feel the same way. I feel the same way, and like I told my wife, I told her just like this: if we ever get a divorce and stuff like that, I don't want you. I don't want another man around my kid at all. At all. That's just like when I seen the story. When I seen the story of the part when the father was crying, I wouldn't be crying. I'd start to F him up.
Hold on, bro. I mean, like, I feel them were crying because, yeah, of course, that, I mean, obviously he wanted to do that. You saw him want to charge, dude. But, I mean, it's the pain
yeah.
of losing your baby. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, I feel what the father was going through. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not against what the father was going through, but I probably want to kill him. I probably want to kill him.
Yeah, like I say, trust me, it would took almost every deputy in there to stop me to get to that thug. You know what I'm saying? Because for him just to turn around and look at him, I mean, like, what are you looking at?
And he looked at him like, what you gonna do? Like he looked,
yeah, that kind of look.
I'm like, don't do that.
Hopefully in jail, dudes hear what he did and you know, go ahead and put in one for the community. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
cause you know, usually child killers like that, a lot of times are last in jail.
Oh, no, they don't. They don't. Trust me, they don't. They're going to kill them. They're going to punk them.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah. But I know you got other callers, so I'm going to go ahead and
I thank you for calling the show, and thank you for being a member of our Patreon, man.
All right,
brother. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I feel the same way. Somebody had said, hold on, I got to find this comment so I can address that. And I was almost about to block them, but let me see. Let me go back. Okay. One person says the majority of the black women that follows this page, he most likely think you're ratchet too. He pretty much explained every black woman there is, but that fly by you women head. The majority of black women that follow me are black women that want to fix their community. A lot of them are business owners. A lot of them are gaining government contracts. A lot of them are getting married. Their lives are just great. I don't have a bunch of ratchet women following me. I mean, why would they be here? A guy like myself, they couldn't listen to. I mean, maybe that's your view of black women, and that's a dumb view because that's not the majority of black women. Anyway. Is that numbers already? All right. Darius Williams say, I have a 9-year-old sister, and I can only imagine that brother's pain. Yeah. Yeah, that was just horrible. I couldn't deal with that either. Trust me. The way I am, oh, no. And sometimes I'd be telling my wife, I'd be like, shh. I wanted to read it. I wanted to read it just so the audience can hear it. And then we'll get you out of here, too. Hey, S. Wiseman, I think you are, but aren't you on our Patreon page too? Is that a yes or no? Yeah, I blocked him up, Miss Strong and Sexy. I got him out of here. We don't need them kind of people here. We do not need them kind of people here. That's a problem with them. Well, you know what, Glenn Bell? I hope they do. I hope they tear her up because they need to. You know, I got some people that can't have children. You know what I'm saying? And they would look like, why abuse that child? Let the child go to dad. Let the child go to grandma. Don't do something like that. You get what I'm saying? Shoot, I could have took and raised her if that's the case. You know, I tell my wife sometimes, I say, man, I be thinking about more kids. She's like, at this age? I'm like, I don't know. It's just sometimes I think about it. You know, it's just, I don't know. All my kids growing up, you know, I mean, like, my daughter's here from college, you know, and she going back tomorrow. And then, like I said, I got one that's going to be graduating in another 2 years. And then my boy will be, you know, after that, what, a few years with him. And then I'll have my little one. So it's like everybody going to grow up. And I'll have my little one. She'll be by herself, you know, but. And you want to harm a child. Like, we all should hate thugs. Oh, that's actually Discovery Green here in Houston, Texas. Those of you from Glam Bell tell you, that's Discovery Green. That's what it is. Actually, right there on the, if you look, well, I guess looking at the photo to your right, is the George R. Brown Convention Center. Yeah, Kellen, I know, but you know, sometimes I say I think. I say I do things. So I have a lot of great ideas. Oh, you about the lack of urgency? Because she didn't care. She didn't care. You say I started early. Oh, like I said, at this age, I wouldn't care how many I have at this age, but younger, I would have cared about that. I tell people all the time, don't have no kids if you can't afford it. But also, somebody has said something. Let me make sure I clarify something I said before in the past. Someone stated that I said to guys, don't date single mothers. I never said that. This is what I said. I stated, if you don't have a child, male or female, you have a right to say, I don't want to date a single mother or a single father. You have that right. I also stated, if you have a child, male or female, and you have no right to say that I refuse to date a single mother or you date a single father because you're in the same position. That's always been my position. But people come out and say, I said to dudes, don't date single mothers. That's not what I said. I said, if he don't have a child, why he want to? Listen, I don't think a dude that don't have children to take on families that's made already. I don't think he should. I don't think a woman should do that either. That's what I said. Now, if he has a child, it's great to blend families together. Nothing wrong with that. I've done it. There's nothing wrong with it. I have a child. How am I going to say I wouldn't dated someone with a child, and I had a child. That's stupid. There's nothing wrong. Man, you know how many people? My grandmother and grandfather was like that. My grandfather had three kids. My grandmother had one. They got together. They had my two aunts and my mom, and they all lived in one household. And everything was great. It wasn't no, you ain't my kid. It was none of that. I was raised to never make differences with children. Children are children. You know, some people do that. It's your kid. If you will get involved with a woman with a kid or a man with a kid, you can't say that's your kid. It's our kids now because obviously we together. It ain't none of this my kid, your kid. And you can't come up with don't tell my kid this and no. You have to do it. It's a certain way to have blended families if you're going to do that. And that my kid, your kid stuff, that's not going to work because you're making a division and the kids play on that division. Kids are extremely smart these days. Like I said, my three-year-old, she's the queen of the iPad. She made me laugh the other day. We was coming back from the carnival over there at the rodeo here in Houston. And, yes, I played football. Just call me Justice. But anyway, so we're coming back. My daughter loves listening to things on YouTube Kids. She got her little things she watch on there. My son was like, Adelina, could you change that? Because you're always playing the same thing. She told him, this is my tablet. She told him, and I laughed the way she said it, because you got a three-year-old saying, this is my tablet. Like, it ain't your tablet. It's supposed to be your mama's tablet, but she took it over. And now, so technically, it's her tablet. And the thing is, her mom wasn't even using a tablet. It sat there about almost a year to baby pick it up. So, yeah, it is a tablet. You say, well, nobody should disrespect nobody, Glenn Bell, whether it's blended families or you two single people that don't have kids and have a kid, no disrespect isn't good. Yeah, you're right, Queen Bianca. Children are so great at technology these days. I sit back and just look at my daughter sometime. Like yesterday, I was sitting down the stairs. I was just tired. And she come up to me and say, Daddy, here. She put the little hat on me. And then I say, oh, okay. She'd say, well, look, she's just like fixing the hat. It's her hat, though. Then one day, this is sitting right here. You see this? She come, and she put this on my neck the other day and said, here, Daddy, wear it. You know, walk off. So this little thing here. So, I mean, she is just so, hold on. I got to check on that. Because it's popped in my mind, I had ordered her African dress, and it's popped in my mind. I said, I need to check on that order. But now see, we got some evil devils in the room. Let me get them off of here. All right. Well, I agree, yes. Single young men and women do need to focus on their studies and business. I tell any guy, I mean, because I don't think if you're single, if you're broke guy, don't have nothing, I don't even think you should be dating. That's my suggestion. I think a man needs to wait to maybe his 30s to really get serious with dating because in his maturity, because men, it takes a while to mature. Like, I notice women, at least in my time period, they're a little bit maybe mature around 25 or so, maybe, you know, 25 to 28, they kind of know a little bit more what they want. Guys, like I said, I think 30+, 30, definitely minimum 30. Now, you may have some guys that's real on it, but it takes guys a little bit of time, and I think they need to make the mistakes they need to make. I think guys need to get all the fooling around out of their system, because if you don't get it out your system, you're not going to be faithful to that woman. And, you know, that's also an issue in our community, commitment, not cheating. That's an issue as well because, you know, it is a reputation that black men don't want to stay faithful. And I can tell you some men just not going to be with one woman, and those kind of men don't need to be in relationships. You know, I've known a few, and I tell them, don't get in relationships. And in this time period, the women are so wide out. that they are cool with guys fooling around or whatever. But your most normal guys, they're not going to cheat on you. They're not going to treat you bad. As long as you pick the right guy and on that first date, you need to ask that guy what he wants. You know, is it, you looking just to date? You looking to have something serious? Are you looking just to be your friends? Like, what are you looking for? I mean, if you don't establish that on the first date, what's the point of wasting your time? You say your mama's ex-husband cursed at you when you were 16. Well, you know, now, Glam Bell, I'm going to tell you this. I have never cussed any of my kids, okay? I don't believe in cussing my kids. I don't believe in cursing my wife because that's disrespect. There are so many words in the English language that I can communicate my anger if I'm upset with you. I don't need to use words that's so ignorant for people to use. That's why, for me, I don't understand people that have college degrees who have debt, using cuss words, every other word. Like, did you learn anything in English class in college? Something more than something that people without education maybe would say? That's just what I say. What's the point of wasting your money on a college degree if you don't know the English language? But I, like I told my wife, I will cuss you, and you don't cuss me. Now, I don't care if you're cussing about an issue. That's one thing. But don't cuss me. And we don't cuss each other. We have a big thing about respect and trust. If you lose respect, if you lose trust in a relationship, you're not going to have a relationship. Bottom line. You know, all the, you know, love and all that, love's an action word. It's not a feeling, trust me. Because it's days you got to love when the feeling's not there. I agree with you. How's this Negro voice? I don't sneak nothing, Big Sal. I don't sneak nothing. I just do it. Look, I have opportunity right now to do it. And so I just say, forget it. I go ahead and do it. I didn't realize it was getting this late, ladies and gentlemen. But, yeah, Big Sal, you know how it is. I can't. The way my life is right now, I can't set times. Now, it's going to give you the day I'm going to get to. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to get to this. The day is going to come where one day I will be able to stream about 7, 8 in the morning every day, Monday through Friday, and still do news stories. I would love to do that, like a little morning show, but that will come with time because I have to have the time for that. How about I feel about YouTube taking 30? There's nothing I can do with at that point. I guess you're talking about Super Chat, right? Oh, you just got off of work? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Glam Bell, well, you know what, sister? You could always start. You could always start. I don't have no hate for you. Oh man, what is this? What is this thing wrong with the stupid thing? Anyway, yeah, I ain't got no hate for you. So I know some people, look, like I said, cussing sometimes is funny. I ain't gonna lie. Some things you have to say, some people, you know, cussing and it just make you laugh. I know this one person that I knew one time in my life. She used to cuss a lot, but it was funny. Because she had a way of doing it where you make you laugh. Some people do it in a way it's like, man, just chill out already. I think y'all know what I'm talking about. Some people can cuss in a way it makes you laugh. And then some people cuss in a way it gets real annoying. Yes, I did see the Savior's Day speech. Yes, I checked it out. I sure did. Deborah, you probably had to catch it in the replay, sister. Man, hold on. I'll try to remember. Oh, okay. I mean, you want to go that route? I can post it here. That is the PayPal link that we have. You say you want to do that. Now, some people, how do you feel about YouTube punishing prominent white YouTubers, not punishing them? I don't agree with it, but what could I do? I mean, it's not my situation. You know, as long as they leave us alone, that's the only thing I focus on. I can't focus on what they do to other people. Well, Glenn Bell, if you make people laugh with it, that's one thing. But some people do it in a way, it's just like, it didn't, because people that do it would make you laugh. They know when to do it. You know what I'm saying? They don't do it at the wrong time, or they don't do it in a way to disrespect people. You get what I'm saying? You know, like I said, I'm not a prude or nothing. I can't be around people that's cussing or whatever. Like, I'm around all kind of people. That's what I realize. Like, in my life, I'm around a lot of groups of people. I have a lot of people I'm cool with. Like I said, I'm the guy that you want to be friends with. You know, I tell people that. You know, some people think they get a view of me because I'm making these videos and anything. Listen, I'm a regular guy. Trust me. I'm laid back. I'd rather be your friend than make an enemy. That's me. But don't get it twisted. If you start something with me, it's going to be a problem because I'm not trying to start nothing with you. Well, but outside of that, man, like I said, I've been approached by all kind of groups of people that watch the show. And I'm happy to see their wives or their husbands. I'm happy to see their kids. I enjoy meeting people. And that's part of the Patreon as well. If you're a part of the Patreon, then you'll find out when we do meet and greets, and then you can be a part of that. But I'm not going to offer that on the public platform. Now, how many of your favorite personalities on TV that they say they'll have a meet and greet with you? They're not going to meet with you. They don't want to talk to you. Me, I enjoy meeting the people. I love the people. Who smoke in front of their kids? Who do that? Like, smoking was always a just call me. I actually do. I do wear contacts. Okay, Travis Mitchell, thank you. I appreciate you joining us on Patreon. No, but smoking? Oh, no, that was like a pet peeve of mine. It's the funny part. I had that discussion with my wife when we had first started the date. And I was saying, look, I don't deal with women to smoke. I don't deal with that. Oh, no, I don't smoke. I don't smoke anything. I believe to try to keep your body as healthy as possible within reason, right? So at the time period, I didn't even know my wife smoked, so she kicked the habit to be with me. And she ain't smoked since that first time that she, you know, went on a date with me. I didn't smell no smoke on her. She hid it very well with me. But that was a pet peeve. I said, look, I ain't paying for no lung cancer. I ain't paying for it. I ain't paying for nobody's emphysema either. You doing it to yourself. Them people put on that package that you're going to get cancer, and you're going to do it anyway? You say, I must not like you? Why wouldn't I like you? What did you do? Kuriana, what did you do? Do I drink? I drink socially. And let me see, when the last time I actually had a drink? I'm going to tell you when the last time I had a drink. New Year's. It tells you how long. And then I social drink. I don't know how it feels to be drunk. Never been drunk a day in my life. I believe in you know how some people get on camera drinking wine, and you never get on camera with alcohol. You never get on camera with money. You never get on camera with guns. That's three things you never do. You don't post that to Facebook, Instagram. You don't do none of that because people look for certain things like that about you. You say you can't date a man that smoked? Okay. Well, Forever Gabby, thank you for subbing. We need to get our subscribers up. Well, you know, I could do more, and I want to do more than what I'm doing, but like I said, it takes fun. So, you know, like I said, I thank every person that has joined us on Patreon, and, you know, I mean, I thank you for that, and that's why when I post new content, they get it first. Then the public platform will get it maybe a day or two later. So if you want to see it right when I post it, join us on Patreon. When I posted a video about the tithing video that a lot of people are hot about, I posted that Monday on my Patreon page. So it's been sitting there about a week. And so if you want to see it, join. I'm not asking you for 10% of your income. No. Because you don't join my Patreon page, you're not cursed of God. You know, I mean, at least I'm not telling you that. You know, so like I said, just help us out there. Like, so we still haven't got to our 3,000 members. We haven't. But we need to, because like I said, we got a lot of plans in the works. We got to get to these different countries. We got to get the stories. You say you don't like a woman to smoke? No, that's not. Do you think teachers should be allowed to have guns in school? No, I don't agree with that. Yes, Mr. B, you can do that. I'm glad you brought that up, right? Hold on. Okay. Yes, if you want to send money orders or things like that, you could definitely send it to our mailing address. We have it in the description box, and some of you have sent that, and I want to thank every person that has done that. Some of you have sent – hold on, let me see what this is. Some people have sent cards, you know, like this one, which is great. I mean, hopefully you guys can see that. It says – you're a really special person. You love the life and of the people, shine through in so many inspiring ways. And then this little man here, he told me thanks for it. If anyone ever deserved the best in life. And so this little young brother, hopefully you can see that, sent me this card and thank me for the show. See, that's what it's about, inspiring the young kids and giving the kids the knowledge. This is great. This makes me happy to see. Okay? And let me see. Hold on. I'm getting it right. I think we have something else. Now, I don't know if I should show this one. You have another one that tells me thank you. And it say a few latitudes of gratitude for all done. They say stay strong. Now, our sister is a 2018 bodybuilding champion. So she sent, this is part of the card that she sent. That was her son. So definitely, sister, hold on, what's your name? If I'm saying it right, Madu, out of Georgia, thank you. I appreciate what you guys sent. I definitely appreciate that. I have another letter that I'm getting through, and I'm going to respond to this brother about. Very, very interesting. His brother, what's his name? No, I don't got his name here. But, I mean, this is a story in itself. And I'm trying to take the time to go through it. Well, his brother was treated bad by the correctional facility in Middlesex County. He sent me this. I'm going to read the story, all the rest of that. And this is his brother. With his little girl, which is so precious there. But I'm going to go through this, and I'm probably going to, if everything right, just probably respond and report it in the stream. So what I'm saying is, yes, I'm getting the things you guys are sending me, the money orders and everything you guys are sending. Thank you to that address. Some things I can respond to, some things I can't. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, but I try to do what I can. So, guys, like I said, I definitely thank you for joining us tonight. Catch everything on the replay, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll definitely see you on the next upload. see here. What we got? What we got?